Okay, we'll get started up here again. The next presentation is titled Development and Characterization of Simple Sequence Repeat Markers for St. Augustine Grass. The authors are Stephen Mulkey, Maria Zaletta, Jonathan Keebler, and Susanna Miller-Lewis. And Stephen Mulkey will be presenting.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Steve Mulkey. I'm a graduate student in turf grass breeding and genetics at NC State University, and today I'll be talking to you about the development of SSR markers for St. Augustine grass. So St. Augustine grass is a warm season turf grass grown throughout the southern United States. As you can see from this picture, it's a somewhat coarsely textured turf grass that's capable of forming a nice, dense stand. It's this kind of lushness that allows it to effectively outcompete against weeds. Additionally, it can be grown with relatively low inputs and is considered to be the most shade-tolerant of warm-season turf grasses. Unfortunately, its use in North Carolina is limited somewhat by its susceptibility to cold, as well as a number of other diseases. Breeders who are attempting to improve St. Augustine for these characteristics would be aided by a thorough understanding of the genetic variation within the germplasm. Some early work was done by Busey at the University of Florida, who was able to ascribe much of the phenotypic variation to differences in ploidy level. The use of molecular markers could allow us to have a more detailed picture of this variation within the germplasm, especially in situations where there's little phenotypic difference between accessions. So molecular markers have been used with success in other warm season grasses. For example, AFLPs and SSRs have been used in Zoysia, Bermuda grass, carpet grass, and seashore paspalum to characterize the germplasms for those grasses. Additionally, SSRs and AFLPs have been used in Bermuda and Zoysia grass to develop linkage maps, which can be a powerful tool for the identification of markers linked to traits of interest. Recently, SSRs were used in Bermuda grass to identify specific cultivars, but unfortunately, very little work has been done with markers in St. Augustine grass. The only study I was able to find, they identified 7 or 8 rice-derived EST SSR markers, which were expressed in St. Augustine and were linked to gray leaf spot disease resistance. So with that in mind, our lab decided to develop SSRs for St. Augustine. To that end, we focused on a few specific goals. First, the development of sequence data from which second SSR primers could be designed. And third, the use of those markers to characterize a diverse collection of St. Augustine accessions that are representative of the germplasm. Additionally, we decided to check for the transferability of these markers to several closely related economically important grasses, including seashore paspalum, carpet grass, and switchgrass. And we also decided to count or measure the power of discrimination for these markers, which is a predictive measure of their ability to identify unique cultivars, or uniquely identify cultivars. So the first part of the project was the development of sequencing data. Traditionally, this has been done by transforming bacteria with recombinant plasmids, which contain DNA from your sample of interest, and then sending that DNA away for sequencing, often with the effect that multiple bacterial clones will have very similar sequence data or other sequence data which isn't useful for marker development. So we decided to take advantage of advances in modern sequencing methods to skip that long, inefficient process. So we extracted DNA from the Raleigh cultivar and submitted that to the Genome Sciences Laboratory at NC State. They used their Illumina Genome Analyzer 2X to develop sequencing information. To achieve that, essentially they took the DNA that I gave them, fragmented it into about 200 to 300 base pair fragments, and they adapted Illumina proprietary adapters, which they then flooded across a flow cell, like the image on the top here. They then PCR amplified these individual DNA fragments to create clusters of DNA. So on a flow cell that, like that, which is about the size of a microscope slide, they can have about 3 million clusters of DNA. So they can fit a lot of genotypic information in a very small space. Once the clusters were created, they flow fluorescently labeled nucleotides across the flow cell so that they incorporate to the complementary strands one at a time to generate sequence information. That sequence information was analyzed using Illumina software to amalgamate the data into contiguous sequences. And we screened that data with a program called CyroCo, and that was to screen the context for the presence of SSRs. Once we had that information, I fed it into a program called Primer 3 to develop SSR primers. I used the default settings for the program with the exception that I aimed to produce smaller PCR products, and that's just because of the fact that the way the Illumina system works, you tend to get smaller read lengths. Once the primers were developed, I screened them on a subcollection of 8 samples that were highly polymorphic. And that was to test simultaneously for amplification of the markers as well as polymorphism. Primers that passed that test were then run across the entire collection, which contained 22 cultivars of St. Augustine, 17 PIs, and 2 Stenotaphrum dimidatums, which are a closely related variety. Additionally, 3 cultivars of seashore paspalum, 3 switchgrass cultivars, and 2 cultivars of centipede grass and 4 PIs were tested for transferability. Summary statistics were calculated both for the sequencing data as well as for the marker development and collection characterization. Additionally, for each marker, the diversity index and power discrimination were calculated to assess their ability to identify polymorphism. We also looked at each marker for its ability, for its banding patterns, to assess their ability to identify cultivars. The genotypic data was analyzed using Quantar and then fed into Antisys. Dissimilarity coefficients were used to conduct cluster analysis using the UPGMA method to construct a dendrogram. And to further aid in visualization of the data, we conducted a principal coordinate analysis. So that's all for the nitty and gritty. Now for the good stuff. As you can see from the table, the Illumina sequencing was able to provide a tremendous amount of data. Out of the 50,000 or so contigs that were identified, about 25,000 of those had SSRs with at least 30 base pairs on both sides of the SSRs so that we could design primers. We went back and screened again for contigs that had at least 50 base pairs on both sides just so that we could better have more flexibility in developing SSR primers. And when we did that, we saw that almost 6,000 contigs had 50 base pairs on both sides. As I mentioned earlier, Illumina produces smaller read lengths, so we had the longest SSR that we were able to identify was only 43 base pairs in length, which is in line with, it's a smaller size SSR. Using that data, so far 250 SSR markers have been designed. Out of those, I've screened 128 so far. 93% of those have shown successful amplification. And what's interesting is that out of all of those that have successfully amplified, all of them have been polymorphic. And it's kind of interesting because typically you don't see as much polymorphism with smaller SSRs. The larger the SSR is, the more chance there is for slippage to occur during DNA replication, and so you're more likely to find mutations over time between cultivars. The average allele size that we saw for the entire screening was only about 6.5-7 alleles. And as you can see, the product sizes are only 75 to 175 bases, which is in line with our expectations. So this is an image of a primer that was tested across the entire collection. You can see that there's some stutter, these little bands underneath the primary bands, and that's just a result of the M13 labeling method that we use to visualize the DNA. As you can see from the right side of the gel, there's not much that was amplified, and those are the transferability samples. So we're not getting much amplification in the non-St. Augustine species. The diversity index and power discrimination values that were calculated show pretty similar results, ranging from pretty low at about 0.02 to quite high at 0.76. Out of the 34 primers that have been tested on the collection, Allele numbers range from about 4 to 10 with an average of about 7 alleles per primer. This table to the right is an example of one of the markers, the banding patterns for one of the markers. And you can see it was able to identify 7 different cultivars out of the 22. So out of those 34, a total of 5 of them have been able to identify 13 out of the 22 cultivars. So even at this low number of primers that have been tested on the whole collection, we're already seeing a good ability to identify specific cultivars. And it's predicted that, you know, as we run more, we're going to be able to uniquely identify more and more cultivars. When we were analyzing the data with Antesis, we grouped the SSRs, or we grouped the St. Augustine accessions according to either ploidy level or based on their type, so cultivars versus PIs versus the two demidotums. And we found that grouping them together by ploidy level yielded much better explanation for the variation that we saw. You can see the dissimilarity coefficients in the two tables on the left, and that the similarity values are much higher. When we constructed a dendrogram, you can see the accessions grouped largely together based on ploidy. Towards the top end, you have diploids that are largely commonly used cultivars. Underneath those, you have some African diploids, and then the polyploids grouping towards the bottom. Interestingly, you can see there's one hexaploid grouped together with the diploids, and then some diploids down towards the bottom with the polyploids. That might just be the result of the fact that not very many primers have been tested across the whole population. Principal coordinate analysis shows results fairly similar to the dendrogram. The green, there's two groups of green, which are the diploids. Towards the top, those are the cultivars, and towards the bottom, those are the African diploids. And the hexaploids, interestingly, are towards the middle of the plot. So from this, we can draw several conclusions. The first is that Illumina is a highly effective tool for the rapid identification of SSR markers. Second, we've now developed many SSR, St. Augustine-specific SSRs. Third, assessment of the genetic diversity within St. Augustine at this point shows that they group together largely based on ploidy level. And finally, SSRs can be used for the identification of specific cultivars in St. Augustine grass. So thank you for your time. With that, does anyone have any questions?
We have time for a few questions.
Raleigh is a diploid cultivar. Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm not sure the nature of the polyploids. I can't tell you that.
All right. Questions?
Okay. All right. Thanks.